بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا بلغ الأطفال منكم الحلم فليستأذنوا كما استأذن الذين من قبلهم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 59. When your children reach the age of puberty, they should seek permission at all times before entering into your homes, as has been mentioned regarding the adults previously. Just as Allah makes clear the rulings of seeking permission for you, He also makes His verses clear. And Allah is ever aware of the requirements of His servants, wise in whatever laws He passes for them.
وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهن والله سميع عليم.
Verse number 60. And the elderly women that no longer experience menstruation, or can no longer give birth, nor have any desire to marry again, there is no sin upon them if they do not wear some of their outer garments, i.e., overcloak and veil, as long as they do not expose the beauty they have been commanded to conceal. However, for them to wear those garments is better for them than to discard them, enhancing veiling and chastity. Allah is all hearing of your statements, none of them are hidden from Him, and He shall requite you for them.
ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
Verse number 61. There is no sin upon the blind, who has lost his eyesight, nor upon the lame, nor the sick, if they leave those responsibilities they can no longer fulfill, i.e., jihad in the way of Allah. O believers, there is no sin upon you in eating from your own homes, or the homes of sons, nor in eating from the homes of your fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, paternal uncles and aunts, nor maternal uncles and aunts, nor those houses which you have been entrusted with safeguarding, i.e., garden keeper. There is also no sin in eating at the house of your friend, as is customary to please him. It is not a problem whether you eat alone or together in groups. So when you do enter any houses like the ones mentioned above, or any others, greet those within them with peace by saying, "Peace be upon you." And if there is no one inside them, then greet yourselves by saying, "Peace be upon us and the pious servants of Allah." This is a blessed greeting from Allah. He has legislated it for you because of the love and affection it spreads among you. It is also a pleasant greeting in that it pleases the soul of the one who hears. It is just like the aforementioned clarity in the surah. Allah clearly explains his verses in the hope that you will implement whatever they contain. Beneficial points. 1. It is permissible for elderly women to not wear some outer garments. Any doubts about that are settled. 2. Taking precaution in religion is a characteristic of the mindful. 3. Genuine excuses are means having responsibility lessened. 4. A Muslim community is one in which there is shared responsibility, cooperation, and brotherhood. After Allah mentioned seeking permission before entering, he then mentions seeking permission before leaving, saying,
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم فأذن لمن شئت منهم واستغفر لهم الله إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 62. The believers who are true in their faith are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and when they are summoned to convene by the Prophet, peace be upon him, for a matter in relation to the affairs of the Muslims, they do not leave until they seek his permission to do so. O Messenger, indeed, those who seek your permission before leaving, they are the ones who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger. So if they seek your permission to leave due to some important matter that concerns them, grant permission to whomsoever you wish from them and ask Allah to forgive their sins. Indeed, Allah forgiving of the sins of whoever repents from His servants and is merciful to them.
لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا قد يعلم الله الذين يتسللون منكم لواذا فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم.
Verse number 63. O believers, honor the Messenger of Allah. When you call out to him, do not call him by name, e.g., O Muhammad, or the name of his father, e.g., O the son of Abdullah, like you call one another. Rather, say, O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of Allah. And when he summons you for a general matter, do not treat his summoning like that of each other in petty issues. Rather, hasten to answering his summon. Verily, Allah knows of those of you who leave covertly without seeking permission. So those who go against the command of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, should fear that Allah can afflict them with trials and afflictions, or with a painful punishment they cannot bear.
Allah, inna lillahi ma fis السماوات والأرض قد يعلم ما أنتم عليه ويوم يرجعون إليه فينبئهم بما عملوا والله بكل شيء عليم.
Verse number 64. Know well that to Allah belongs everything in the heavens and on earth, in terms of being His creation, under His supreme authority and His control. O people, He knows whatever conditions you are in, nothing is hidden from Him. And on the day of judgment when you return to Him after resurrection, He will inform you of all the deeds you did in the world. Allah knows everything. Nothing in the heavens or the earth is hidden from Him. Beneficial points. 1. The religion of Islam is one of order and etiquettes. 2. There is blessing and goodness in holding fast to etiquettes. 3. The status of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, demands reverence and respect more than that of anyone else. 4. Misfortune is in contradicting the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 5. The authority of Allah and His knowledge encompass everything.